Hello.
Hi Far, this is Mary from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Mary. What's going on, Mary?
That's good to hear. We're just calling in to review your account progress and should take approximately 10 to 15 minutes. Is now a good time to speak?
10 to 15 minutes to review our account?
Yes, we would just want to loop you in as to what we've completed so far regarding the campaign.
Uh-huh. 10 to 15 minutes. Let me check something here. Hold on, please, for a second.
If it's... Oh, sure.
Hold on, please. Give me 1 second, please.
Sure.
Okay, I'm here. I'm listening. Go ahead.
All right. Today, I would like to cover the following items, what we have completed so far for your campaign, and a walkthrough for your client dashboard. So the account is only a few weeks old, and our team has already hit the ground running. So far, we have completed your keywords research. I see here construction company, remodeling services, bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling, and so forth. We've also completed the content creation. As I checked it here, the Facebook ads went live on February 9. And as of today, we have a total of 4 clicks and 294 people have seen it at least once. If I may ask, have you seen how the ad looks like?
Let me quickly get on the Local Splash here. Okay, I'm almost there. Okay, I am now in the Local Splash
dashboard.
I'm on the home page.
Okay, perfect. Are you signing on a computer or your phone?
No, I'm signing into a laptop.
I see. Okay. Thank you so much for that. So at the top of the homepage screen, do you see their tabs? And one of them says Facebook ads?
Yeah, I see one that says Facebook ads, yes.
All right. Please click on it.
Okay, I just clicked on it.
Perfect. So this is where you'll see the details that I provided you earlier. So far we have 4 clicks and 293 reach, meaning to say 293 people have seen it at least once. And there you'll see the Facebook ad preview. So that's how the ad looks like on a customer's perspective.
So it's just one picture.
It's actually a few pictures. If you tap on the next slide, it's like a sliding.
Yeah, none of these pictures represent our work.
Then we can definitely change the pictures. If you see there below, there's a request changes button. When you tap on that or click on that, it will allow you to make changes. You can upload a specific photo or specific photos that you'd like to use on the ads.
Oh, I see. So basically, yeah, now I see our logo at the very end. And it says see more at facebook.com. Yeah, I see that. Okay, so what you're basically telling me is we went live on Facebook On February 9th. Very good.
Yes.
Okay, and if needed, we can change our pictures on Facebook. Request changes, okay. Okay, I can do that. Okay, keep going, I'm listening.
All right, perfect. I did check the business website and it's up and running, so there's no problem with that. As for your Google business profile, we've already optimized it as of February 8th. Now, we created a post to give you a head start, because creating posts on both your Google business profile and your Facebook page would increase traffic and rankings. However, I double-checked it here, and for some reason, Google rejected the post. So what I'll do is I'll reach out to the back office team to clarify with them why it got rejected and if there's a way for us to make changes to make sure that the post will be processed into the profile, because that will definitely help with ranking and traffic. Sorry, go ahead.
So with Google, who's posting? We are posting, or?
So what we usually do to optimize your Google business profile is we, aside from optimizing it, we create a post to give you a head start.
I see.
And you can actually check it on your end. Same thing at the very top, the tabs at the top. This time you can click on post.
Okay.
And when you click on post, it will actually show you the post that we actually created on February 8th, but you'll see that there's a rejected indicator there, so we're not really sure why Google rejected it, so I'll have to investigate on it with the back office team. But you can actually create your own post as well, which is actually a good thing, because who else would know better the business than the business owners, the people managing it. So if there's any announcements that you'd like customers to know about or tips that you want to share to customers, you can put that as a post. The good thing with doing it on the dashboard is it's going to post on both your Google business profile and your Facebook page, which will save you time because you will not need to do it on each platform anymore. And it's AI supported. So if you click on add new post, it's going to provide you a pop-up wherein you can create the post. You can type in what the post is about, what the topic is all about. And when you click on generate, AI will generate the content out of that topic. If you're happy with the content, you can then publish it, and it gets posted on your Google business profile and your Facebook page.
So adding the post will update Facebook and Google business profile, both.
So you'll see that there's a button to post to Facebook. So if you turn that off, because right now it's automatically turned on so that it gets posted on both platforms. If you turn it off, then it's only going to be posted to your Google business profile. You will have the option to post it on both or just on the Google side. And you can also schedule it. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I've got a couple more minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say you can also schedule it if there's like a specific time that you want the post to show up on customers' end. So you just need to turn on that button and schedule it.
Okay, schedule a date and a time to post. Okay. Got it.
So those will definitely help with optimization and rankings. Now, I do see that you already spoke to Angel a few days back, and he gave you a link for reviews. You can always use that to gain reviews.
Okay. What else?
All right. Well, that was actually it for me. Do you have any questions so far?
No, I just want to go back to the very beginning that you said go to the Facebook. And on our Facebook ad, we have four link clicks. What does that four link click tells us?
It means that when a customer searched for your services or searched for your keywords, your ad popped up on their timeline on Facebook, and then they got interested, so they clicked on the ad.
Oh, I
see.
So
meaning to say four people have clicked on it. Oh, sorry.
Four people have clicked on our link, our website link. And the impression, and 324 impression means what?
It means the number of times your ads were on screen.
Oh, they're on the screen on Facebook.
It popped up, yes, on customer
screen. Oh, I see. And 295 reaches means what?
It means the number of people that saw the ad at least once.
At least once. And this is since February 8th and 9th, basically?
This is since February 9th, up to date.
Okay. So for over a week, but the optimization is going right now.
Yes, we're continuously optimizing the listing.
Okay. In about 4 to 6 weeks, it will be on the first page or way up there.
Are you referring to the Google Business Profile?
Yeah, no. We were told that the optimization takes about 4 to 6 weeks.
Ah, okay. Yes, that's for the Google Business Profile. So we will keep on optimizing it. That's why we created the post. We optimize it. We make sure that all the information is consistent. In that way, within 30 to 45 days or 4 to 6 weeks, we will get the results of getting to the first page of Google search.
Perfect. Thank you so much for giving us an update.
Not a problem. If there's nothing else, thank you so much for choosing Local Splash. You have a great day, Far.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.